Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You may join us here if you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we, of course, have Skype as well. You can Skype into the show here. Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you have not yet done so, you do need to send a contact request first on Skype. We'll approve it, and then once that's done, you're good to go to call us from that point forward. The us in the studio tonight includes me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. Lots to talk about tonight, including a social experiment, some sort of psychological experiment being conducted on millions of individuals. Daryl, you've got
that story. Without their knowledge.
Yeah, well, those are the best kind of psychological experiments, right? Because if they know about it, then they might react differently. But we'll get into the details on what that means here in a little bit. Also, the Church of Cannabis. They are in the news again. We discussed them in detail on Monday with the we actually had a Damo Freeman call into the show, and he called a few days prior to that and talked about what happened with the very first Church of Cannabis services last week. And
what I understand, the service was not actually a service. It was a... We would like people to be able to smoke, but since it's illegal, you can't do it, so have a good day.
I'm sorry, run that by me one more time.
The service was supposed to be people are going to get together and smoke because
that's how it was
our
advertised.
Church.
Yeah.
But it was really, we would love for people to be able to smoke, but there's cops outside, so everybody have a good day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what excuse exactly would be used for the sort of chickening out at the last moment, but that is a good guess, I think, Daryl. Essentially, the founder of the church, he announced that there would not be, he would request that people not smoke pot at the church service because he wanted to take them on in civil court, I guess, rather than face criminal charges.
Then why name your church the Church of Cannabis? And then not smoke it.
Yeah.
It would be akin to, you know, like somebody recreating the temple of, I think it was Minerva, who was one of the old goddesses, and like the way she was worshipped was people had sex with prostitutes. So reopening one of these, you know, basically a prostitution church, and then saying, okay, but nobody can actually get to have sex at church because that's illegal.
Right.
So everybody have a good day.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like a major letdown. I know I would have been disappointed had I actually been there. I mean, I was sort of disappointed at a distance, and if I were one of the two or 300 people who apparently showed up for this event, I would have been pretty bummed out about that. So, I mean, that was kind of my critique, was like, why didn't you do this? I mean, this would have been a great opportunity to challenge this law, but he's challenging it just in a different way. And so, I guess, you know, he does get some credit for actually following through with the idea of filing a civil suit against the state and the city in this case. According to the Indianapolis Star Tribune at IndyStar.com, by filing its highly anticipated religious liberty claim on Wednesday, the First Church of Cannabis has put the question everyone's been wondering about in the hands of the courts. Is this a real religion? And does it have a protected right to practice legitimate beliefs?
It doesn't matter, and it doesn't matter. And the reason that neither one of those things matter is because the law that was passed in Indiana, the Indiana Religious Freedom Restoration Act, has one section in there that talks about compelling government interest. So the state cannot interfere with your religious beliefs unless there is a compelling government interest.
And aren't they going to argue there is?
And locking people up in prison for smoking a plant is a compelling government
right.
interest.
That's their
so
argument.
It doesn't matter whether or not you have a legitimate church or whether or not you have a right to do the thing because we have a compelling interest.
Has that been argued before in like cases with Rastafarians and things like that, I would wonder?
I've not looked at case law,
yeah.
but
this act,
like
they,
they're very careful about the way they word things
yeah.
to make sure that they're still going to be able to arrest you for what they want to be able to arrest you for.
This can't be the first time in American legal history that the you know the issue of religious freedom has been brought up surrounding the use of cannabis.
I mean, right, and it's also not the first time that religious freedom has been brought up challenging some other aspect of law, because remember, the Mormon Church, until like the mid-1800s, as an entity, recognized and practiced polygamy. It was only at the barrel of the gun of the United States military that the head of the Church of Latter-day Saints had a revelation from God polygamy is no longer an accepted practice.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes. Like that, there was getting ready to be a war, an all-out war.
Incredible.
It's often referred to as the Mormon Wars, but there were actually no, quote-unquote legitimate fighting. There may have been some unofficial skirmishes here and there, but it wasn't an actual war. Mm-hmm. But it was because the U.S. military was getting ready to come in and enforce federal law.
It's crazy.
That says that marriage is a man and a woman, that the Mormon Church that basically ran the Utah Territory at the time decided all of a sudden, okay, polygamy is out. So people have tried using it's yeah. my religion to challenge the you can only have one wife thing. And every time it always comes back, compelling government interest. Mm. If you have more than one wife, the downfall of civilization, society as we know it, blah, 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 blood in the streets.
Yeah, this is essentially the legal argument of necessity, the compelling government interest, another way of framing that. And this is commonly what governments will argue is that, well, yeah, you've got all those rights that are listed in the Bill of Rights, but it's necessary for us to enforce the war on drugs in this particular
right.
case. We have this compelling interest in doing that, which, of course, is to lock peaceful people up into cages. And right now, even though it's totally fine in Colorado and Washington and Alaska and, Oregon's coming on board, just came on board.
Oregon,
Guam, I believe, as well. From
where?
I think Guam did something this last election.
Possibly.
Yeah.
In Oregon, the possession of it, that's already in effect, where you can have it,
mm-hmm.
but the actual sale, where you can legally purchase, that comes in, I believe, October of this year.
Okay. So, everything's fine in those places, but yet these cops, man, they are acting like the world is going to end. I don't know if you heard, when we talked to Ademo about this, he was there on the ground, Ademo from copblock.org. There were dozens and dozens of police on the scene at this particular...
Of course there were.
Yeah, and the police were claiming that it wasn't about the marijuana. It was about their worry that there would be disruptions in the neighborhood. And indeed, there were apparently some counter-protesters who showed up. People who were there to argue in favor of the war on drugs. People who were there to support the police cracking down on the First Church of Cannabis, which I found that really interesting. You know, when you've got counter-protesters, you've really made it. Like, your movement, you've made it. There are people who care so much about what you're doing that they're actually coming out physically in real life to oppose what it is that you're doing. So, what a moment. It could have been an amazing moment if somebody had actually stricken up a joint in the church chambers, but that didn't happen. Some legal experts remain skeptical, according to the Indy Star, that the Cannabis Church's challenge of Indiana's marijuana laws will survive for long in front of a judge, but the case focuses on, if a bit unusually, some of the weighty complexities of religious liberty claims and raises lingering questions over how Indiana's new Religious Freedom Restoration Act can and can't be used. And I guess this is probably the first legal challenge, that's being brought up around that particular act. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, and one thing that I find to be very interesting is Indiana's not the first state that has passed such a thing, but it seems that all of the focus has been on Indiana passing this bill.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been similar legislations, I believe, in Arizona and Texas are two of the states that pop out in my mind, and I don't think there's really been any backlash. There haven't been lawsuits.
I would say that even without this law, you should be able to smoke cannabis as your sacrament in a church. So you can come back and share with us how you feel. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More on the First Church of Cannabis coming up. Also, we're on Skype as username LRN.FM. This is Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now 1-800-496-5920. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-5920. That's 1-800-496-5920. 1-800-496-5920.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We We are back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to talk about the First Church of Cannabis situation or something else is on your mind. Anything goes here on Free Talk Live with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And ExpressCoin, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, whether it's Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. Bitcoin almost hit $300 per Bitcoin today. It was close. It was 296, gone down a little bit into the 280s. But it's been an amazing few weeks for Bitcoin. Maybe you want to get some. You should go to ExpressCoin.com. You can also get Litecoin and Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. And you can do it from the U.S. or Canada. So go to ExpressCoin.com. If you want, you can download their app. And use coupon code FTL to save on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency. You'll pay no transfer fee when you use code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. That's ExpressCoin.com. Will Bitcoin continue to go up? You never know what's going to happen tomorrow, but it certainly seems like Bitcoin likes to go up when there's financial tumultuousness happening in various different countries.
Yes.
And that's certainly still happening in Greece with the banks closed all this week and all last week, and who knows what's going to happen in this week coming up. So,
I heard something on some radio program, it might have been NPR, where they were saying that some of the leaders of the European Union are trying to put together another bailout package for Greece.
That's right.
That would, you know, like allow them to get the money without actually implementing all of this austerity.
I haven't heard that. According to the discussion I had with Chris Cantwell today over lunch, he's been following this very closely. Apparently, the next proposal for a bailout is going to have stronger austerity measures in it. So I guess we'll find out over time how that goes. Let's go to Adam. He's in Providence, Rhode Island, listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, so, good. Go ahead.
Thanks. So a couple things. The two points. The first point involves the Church of Cannabis or something, you know, close to it that we have here in Rhode Island, actually. And this was maybe a couple months ago. I don't know if you guys know anything about Rhode Island, but it's a pretty leaning state, and then very, very tolerant on cannabis in general. So, you know, they decriminalized a few years ago. It's not legal here yet, but it kind of comes up in the legislature every year, and it seems like one of these days it's going to get through.
Let me guess, the police are the ones going out and arguing against it while simultaneously saying, we don't make the laws.
Yeah, absolutely. But they're not here. You know, people, it's funny because it's so openly done here that they're not going to be able to hold out for much longer. I mean, basically, just everyone does it. No one cares. The police don't care. I mean, the municipal police, I would say, right? Like in Providence, don't seem to care about the state police in some of the more rural areas of the state. Maybe they do. But it's very, very lax. So the point is that actually, so this group during the decriminalization or sorry, the legalization hearings, this legislative session, there were a couple of religious group. They don't know if they really called themselves the Church of Cannabis, but they were basically the Church of Cannabis. I mean, I don't know what their official name was. And they decided that they were, for sacramental purposes, that they absolutely had to use cannabis. I think it was maybe during the solstice. Maybe it was just June 20th on the solstice or something like that. They had to use it. And they were going to use it on state park land, but this park in the Providence area, it's like a zoo/park. It's called Roger Williams Park. And it's partially federal land, too. And they decided they were going to do this. And there was a bit of a hubbub, you know, sort of back and forth. The state police said, maybe you shouldn't do this. And they said, we're going to do this. They seemed a little loopy, I mean, in my opinion. But I don't know. They seemed earnest enough.
I heard about it. They actually did do it, didn't they?
They did it. They did it. And no one cared. I mean, basically, they did it. And it was the exact appropriate response, which is basically whatever. I mean, basically,
so the police didn't drag out dozens of officers
Couple cops, and basically it just nothing happened. And I mean, it was
the church is the healing church.
The healing church,
and apparently they call their celebration the celebration of holy fire.
Hmm.
Yes, they think the word marijuana is racist, so they don't like to use it. They insist on calling it cannabis. I don't have a problem with marijuana. Whatever. But I remember that during the hearings, they made a point of that when they were testifying.
It's true. I mean, it does have sort of bigoted roots, I think.
Well, here's something interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have cannabis in the state of Alabama and you get cited for possession of marijuana and they spell it with a J, you can get off on a technicality.
Because it's spelled with an H in the law?
Because it's spelled with an H in the criminal code.
Wait, has that actually happened, Daryl?
I don't know, but it should.
Because almost every time the judge is going to...
laws mean anything.
Yeah, they don't. Every time the judge is going to say, oh, well, we'll just let him amend it. They'll let the prosecutor amend it and resubmit.
I read a story about a lady that got off of a parking ticket because the law didn't have a comma between vehicle and camper.
Incredible.
And vehicle camper is an actual thing.
Yeah, that sounds like something you could actually win on, but a misspelling. I've seen them screw up charging documents before, and almost every time the judge will say, well, let's just let them refile the charge.
Yeah. So.
I wouldn't get my hopes up on that. But
it's still worth a shot.
Adam, you're saying that this church group gathered in Providence at a park. They announced in advance. There were police there?
A couple. Yeah, there were a handful of state troopers, but that was it.
How close were you there for this? Did you witness this go down?
No, I mean, I watched it on video on the news, like on the local news. Mm-hmm. But I knew people who were there. And I, like, you know,
how many people? How many people were attending?
The number of people who actually did it was tiny. I mean, basically it was like six people, and I would say maybe a few dozen, like, showed up to watch it, and like, maybe one or two state trooper cars were there, and then basically it was over. And they, quite frankly, as far as I know, they might be continuing to do it weekly for as much as anyone would care around here. And
that's excellent.
To be honest with you, it's such a massive contrast. Now, of course, it's decriminalized here, so the legal hammer that the state has is somewhat...
Which is really sad. I mean, the fact that it's decriminalized, what is it, $100 ticket or something like that?
First offense, yeah, $100 ticket. Yeah.
The fact that it's decriminalized and only six people came out to do it is really kind of sad. I mean, here in New Hampshire, on 420, on April 20th, we had a smokeout at the State House, and there were dozens of people there that were partaking on the front steps of the State House in a basically downpour. It was horrible weather.
Doesn't exist here because there's no opposition in the legislature. That fire that you guys have in New Hampshire, because you have this sort of stubborn chief executive that won't let anything go through, I think, right? So basically, you know, that fire that you guys have doesn't exist here because legalization is kind of seen as a fait accompli at this point. Like, it's going to go through.
Right, but how many people do you think may have been scared away because of federal charges?
What would the federal charges be?
But not much.
Well, he said that federally owned.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
So if you're on federal property,
I gotta agree.
It's still
I wouldn't
a federal-controlled substance. You can go to federal prison.
Yeah. I agree with you then. Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out. I would not go and attend that myself in that case.
Yeah. My guess is that, you know, there, obviously the Justice Department has supposedly been given directives not to prosecute in states where it's either legalized or decriminalized. So maybe that was sort of, you know, you never know what's really going on inside the Byzantine bureaucracy.
Yeah, I still would. Risk it. Hey, Adam, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate you giving that info out and appreciate the info. Thank you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, the more people we can get to move here to New Hampshire, the sooner we'll see meaningful reform on this particular issue. This is an issue New Hampshire is behind the ball on. New Hampshire is the only Northern New England and New England state that has not decriminalized. Although, has Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's the only one. So we'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can go to freestateproject.org and make plans to get up here.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back now with more Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue more on the Church of Cannabis in Indianapolis and the lawsuit they are filing against the state to try to, I guess, enshrine their right to use cannabis as a sacrament in their religion. Now, honestly, I haven't taken the time to go to their website and actually learn about, you know, what the ostensible beliefs are of the Church of Cannabis. And so I am kind of interested in learning more about what are their beliefs? What do they actually think? Because one of the questions here is this a real religion? And I would say that as long as it deals with the nature of the universe and God, essentially, that, yeah, it's a real religion.
You know, how do you determine what is a quote-unquote real religion and what is a fake religion?
Well, I would say that, you know, in order to be a religion, you do have to sort of have a commentary, some sort of dogma or whatever, some sort of information that you put out there about the nature of the universe and God, essentially, or something in the, along those lines, some sort of cosmological explanation. And that tends to be one of the common hallmarks of religion.
Right? Okay.
So, you know, if you couldn't have something and call it a religion if it was just, if it's just we just get together and smoke pot and there's no real commentary about God or like why, you know, smoking cannabis matters from that perspective, from a universal or origins kind of perspective, then I don't know if that would be a religion.
Would you consider humanism to be a religion?
Define humanism.
You're putting me on the spot. I've heard the term, but I don't know how to define it.
The Satanists are humanists, right?
No, I don't think they are.
Really?
I think those are two different things. So, according to Google's definition, humanism is an outlook or system of thought attaching prime importance to human rather than divine or supernatural matters. Humanist beliefs stress the potential value and goodness of human beings, emphasize common human need, and seek solely rational ways to solve human problems.
Are they saying that it says that humans are primary? Does that mean that they don't believe in God at all?
The humanists that I have heard talk do not believe that there is any God. So basically they're atheists,
but
they don't use the term atheist.
Well, I would say that that doesn't sound much like a religion. Why are they generally considered to be a religion?
That's one of the things that's up for debate, is whether or not humanist is a religion. Because, like, pagan in some areas is considered a religion, in other areas it's not. And, you know, like, humanism is kind of similar in some ways, but not exactly the same.
I don't know. Paganism is more of a worship of the earth and nature as God, right?
Right, but not everybody recognizes that as a religion.
Okay, well, I think that, you know, here's the actual definition of religion according to Wikipedia, is an organized collection of beliefs, cultural systems, and worldviews that relate humanity to an order of existence. Many religions have narratives, symbols, and sacred histories that aim to explain the meaning of life, the origin of life, or the universe. I think that puts in better, a more distinct way what I was trying to explicate earlier. Let's go to Billy. You can share your thoughts on what is a religion and is, you know, humanism a religion. Maybe you are a humanist and you want to make that argument. You're welcome to join us here at 855-453. But first, Billy is in St. George, Utah. Hey, Billy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mark had suggested I call in over trying to get somebody to recognize the fact that the VA is still having its issues with extremely long wait times for patients.
Well, hasn't it always had those issues?
Yeah, and right now I'm just past 18 months that I've been waiting. Ooh.
What are you waiting on?
Yes, dental care.
Oh, man. What do you?
18 months. And
what do you have wrong with you?
Well, that's a really long list you're asking for there. But
are you in pain?
Dental care. Yes.
Have you been in pain for 18 months?
I ended up having to splurge out of my disability compensation that I get and having some teeth pulled. It was that bad.
So you went to an independent dentist and pulled some teeth?
Yeah, didn't have a choice.
Yep.
Didn't have
I mean, that's the price you pay for free health care, right? Is you get to wait around.
Yeah, good old government-run health care. 18 months and getting no help from my senator's office. So,
what's he going to do?
Yeah, that's...
Write a letter to the VA.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's pathetic, right? It's really sad that you... Go ahead, sorry.
The email back from his assistant said, "What do you want me to do?" And she advised me to just keep reminding them that I'm still waiting.
Wow.
Really, 18 months. And
you aren't the only one. I mean, there's a bunch of people waiting for various different forms of treatment. And when you actually do get the treatment, I think there's different opinions on how good it can be. I've heard differing opinions on that. Sometimes
well,
you get
a depends on your VA facility.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there you go. Thanks for the
good and some that aren't.
Thank you for the update. I'm not surprised that the government system hasn't gotten faster over the years. I mean, it would seem that if anything, it would be getting worse because it'd be getting burdened down with even more military members over time.
Yeah,
as people tend to live longer these days.
Although a lot of the military members are taking their own lives, so you're not
that
going to
help.
Have the growth as large as you otherwise would have.
Yeah, that's true. In wartime, you're likely to see more suicides, right?
I think the number has increased over the last several years from 19 a day to, I think it's up to like 22 a day.
Billy, anything else you want to share about your experience with the VA?
Oh, it's endless. The Choice Card program is slightly better if you can get on it. But even then,
I'm not familiar with that.
Bogged down. That's
what, is the Choice Card?
Passed last year. Congress passed the deal last year trying to deal with the long wait times.
And what does it mean? What does the card do for you, ostensibly?
It gives you, it's kind of similar to having private insurance, but you still got to call in, get permission to go see the doctor, let them set up your appointment.
So it allows you to go to doctors that are outside of the VA?
Yeah.
Got it. But it's still bureaucratic mess to actually make that work.
Right, because like most insurance, if you're not going to your primary doctor, you need permission from that doctor to go to another doctor before we'll pay for it.
And is there any kind of like deadline, or is it just we'll let you know when we can bring you in? Are you counting down the days till just a few months away, or like when are you expecting this, if ever?
I have no idea. I mean, like with my current deal, they approved me going to a local dentist 10 weeks ago, but they won't send the paperwork to the dentist to let him know he can do the job.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Almost 5 months just to get an exam.
Billy, thanks for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate it. Feel free to give us an update whenever this actually occurs, and good luck out there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's rough, man.
I would expect a call in probably about 12 to 18 more months.
When he actually has the job done?
Yes, because like the VA takes forever,
wow.
And then there's all these hoops and hurdles. I've got an uncle through marriage that several years ago he got diagnosed with cancer. Wound up going to the VA to try to wind up getting some help with medical stuff. And come to find out, he was discharged 1 week too early to qualify.
For any medical care.
For anything through the VA.
Man.
Because even though he signed up for 2 years, they released him 7 days before the exact 2 years. Even
surprise.
Though, yeah, it wasn't like a disorderly discharge or anything. It was released, full honor, whatever.
Incredible.
They just signed the paperwork 7 days too early.
Whether you want to tell us a VA story, comment on religions, freedom of religion, the Church of Cannabis, humanism, anything, we'll talk about it here tonight on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number for you to join us is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming up.
UME and BTC is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
We're sitting down with Mr. Jason King. If you want to with the government, eat homeless people, man.
Jeffrey Tucker, what's possible in the Bitcoin space? It sounds a little like science fiction, but if you wait enough time, it becomes a reality.
Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
This is what the United States does. It involves killer robots. For Bitcoiners, this is a way to get around that.
Subscribe at umeandbtc.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We are talking and have been talking about the Church of Cannabis. They have filed a lawsuit in civil court against apparently the state of Indiana, as well as I think Indianapolis. We will tell you more about that. Led to a conversation about religion in general. And Daryl, you were asking about humanists. Would they be considered a religion? I would say probably no, based on my understanding of what humanism is.
The U.S. military officially recognized humanism as a religion about a year ago.
Well, then that's good news for them in that case.
That means that humanists can have chaplains,
mm-hmm.
and they can have that religious designation if they want it on their dog tags. And if they get one of these military headstones when they die, they can have the humanist logo on their headstone.
So, also talking about the VA, just had a guy call in saying he's been waiting 18 months just to get some dental work done with the VA system, and that there's no end in sight. He has no end date as far as, you know, when this is actually going to happen for him. So you can talk about anything you want here and join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. And we do have Skype as well. Our Skype username, if you want to get on that, is lrn.fm. Let's continue on the Church of Cannabis. They filed suit, the story over at the Indy Star, Indianapolis Star Tribune. Going on here, some legal experts remain skeptical that the Church of Cannabis, or that the Cannabis Church's challenge of Indiana's marijuana laws will survive for long in front of a judge. The case focuses on some of the weighty complexities of religious liberty claims and raises lingering questions over how their Religious Freedom Restoration Act can and can't be used. Indiana University law professor David Orentlicher says, is this a genuine religion or is it a pretext? Because you can imagine with anyone who's using a controlled substance, we can't let them all say, it's my religion. Well, why not? Why shouldn't people be able to use substances in pursuit of spiritual guidance or spiritual, a spiritual journey, for perhaps getting in contact with God?
Why should it be limited to cannabis?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's what he's saying. He's saying it should. We got to say somewhere we can't let people use these drugs. I say you should be able to use whatever drug you want to for a religious purpose. That's the test that the first test that the Church of Cannabis faces, whether weed is part of a sincere, deep religious belief. And the Church of Cannabis contends that for its members called Cannatarians, cannabis is a religious sacrament that, quote, brings us closer to ourselves and others. It is our fountain of health, our love, curing us from illness and depression, according to the lawsuit filed Wednesday in Marion Circuit Court. But state laws making marijuana illegal burden that practice of religion, the church says, putting its members in danger of prosecution for using their sacrament. After Indianapolis law enforcement warned the church it would arrest churchgoers who smoked marijuana, the church said it would not use cannabis at its services. Church of Cannabis founder Bill Levin, smoking a cigar at a news conference in front of the State House Wednesday, said this is a matter of religious equality. The lawsuit names the state, Governor Mike Pence, Attorney General Greg Zoeller, Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Carter, Indianapolis Police Chief Rick Kite, Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard, and Marion County Sheriff John Layton as defendants. So they are going all out here. Or as the colorful Levin puts it, to, quote, joyfully meet us in a court of law, unquote.
Now, I'm trying to find their website, and it's rather difficult because
really?
Of all of the news stories. But I did find their article on Wikipedia, and Wikipedia claims that the website is a Facebook fan page.
Mm-hmm.
And I go there, and Facebook tells me that the page does not exist.
Oh, no. That's
so... so
come on, you got to have a website.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't even have a page on Facebook, you're doing something really wrong.
Yes.
As proof of being a serious religion, the church points to its southeast side location. Rituals such as reciting its deity dozen and a set of tenets circling around love, laughter, and cannabis. But Daniel Conkle, who is a university law professor, says the church still has to overcome some hurdles, saying, quote, it has to be the case that it is the religious belief, not something else, that is motivating the use of marijuana. It can't be a campaign against RFRA, he said. That's the law in question here. It can't be just because people like to smoke weed. And certainly, I mean, the whole point of something being a sacrament is that it is getting you in touch with God, right?
Right.
If the church makes it past that test, according to one of the legal analysts, it's unlikely, according to Conkle. It would be difficult but not inconceivable that government could still prevail by proving a compelling interest in enforcing laws that consider cannabis an illegal drug. Now, I have to say, that's what you were saying earlier, Daryl, that this is going to be their argument, that they have a compelling governmental interest in enforcing these laws. But it will certainly be interesting to watch them make that argument. Right. When at the time you've got legalization of marijuana going on in various different states around the country, you've got tremendous...
We don't make the laws here in Indiana. We just enforce them. So we have to enforce the laws that we have. Otherwise, chaos.
That's right. That is likely the argument that they'll make. We've seen them make that argument in criminal cases here in New Hampshire.
Seen them make that argument to the legislature when they're telling the legislature you should not pass this law.
Because it will be a slippery slope down to more freedom for people.
Right, and, you know, like, there's always one liberty person on the committee, at least in the House, and they'll ask, well, you know, can't you just use discretion and not arrest people? Well, we have to follow the law. We don't make the laws. We just enforce the laws. You're the one that makes the laws. But we're going to tell you how society is going to collapse if you pass this law.
RFRA has created religious exemptions for drug use before. The Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act originated from a case of Native Americans wanting to use peyote for religious ceremonies. Another federal RFRA case allowed a small religious group from Brazil to use a sacramental tea that contained an illegal hallucinogenic substance. I suspect that would be ayahuasca, which has DMT in it. But marijuana, says the legal expert from the university, is a different situation because of the potential for recreational users to try to exploit the religious angle. Well, why wouldn't you be able to do that with the sacramental tea from Brazil? Anyway, going on, the Church of Cannabis attorney, Mark Small, countered that it makes cost-benefit sense to legalize marijuana and tax it and not put people in jail for something that otherwise is a harmless activity. And that's a great argument, but that's not the argument for the church.
Right.
Right. So I don't know why he's... saying that as the church's attorney. Wednesday night, the church held its second service.
Now, it could be that whoever is writing this article asked him a leading question to get him to give an answer that sounds completely unrelated to the lawsuit.
Wednesday night, the church held its second service, a little more than 100 people, so not a bad turnout, packed into the modest Southeast Side building as Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department cars rolled along South Rural Street, keeping tabs on the members. One officer who was parked in an empty lot a block from the church told the Indianapolis Star he was on church duty. He said police presence in the neighborhood had ramped up because of the church. Much like the first service, members danced between the pews as the house band played reggae-style tunes. Three men who arrived late were turned away because they didn't have identification proving they were 21 years old. That's an unusual rule for a church. I'm not saying you can't do it. Obviously, your church can be whatever you want it to be. But have you ever heard of that before, Daryl, where church service would be restricted to people 21 and up?
I have not, but I'm reading an article from a website called Christian Post, and Levin was asked a question. He said, I don't think they're going to come into the church and arrest us. They don't go into a church now and stop people under 21 from drinking sacramental wine. So he mentions 21 as far as, you know, like you can drink the sacramental wine under 21.
At other churches.
At, you know, like a Catholic church or one that actually uses wine and not grape juice.
Yeah, my church was grape juice growing
but,
up.
But, you know,
what a bummer.
His mention of 21 has nothing to do with we're only letting people over the age of 21 come into our church.
By 7:30 p.m., it was a standing room only. And after Levin made his entrance, members began giving testimonials about ways that marijuana has brought some type of solace to their lives, medically or recreationally. Although the neighborhood around the church was lined with yellow caution tape and no parking signs, opponents of the church's views didn't make a showing. So last week at the first church service, there was some counter-protesters there. Apparently a few of them. I don't know what the numbers were on that. I still have yet to see the video from this, just going based on what Ademo called in to say. So it sounds like the counter-protesting has dried up completely. We'll continue here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's a little bit more on the First Church of Cannabis. They have filed a lawsuit in the district court there in Indianapolis, and they're suing a bunch of people, the sheriff, the police chief, the mayor, the state, the city. 855-450-FREE. We'll keep tabs on this for you. Hour number two's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.